Next up, we have Coach Mike Thompson of the Fayette Falcons. Fayette hosted Knox County tonight in a Lewis and Clark conference game. Fayette came into this game 5-3 on the season, sitting at a 4 seed in their district. Coach Thompson, congratulations, 38-8 win over Knox County. Tell us a little bit about how the game played out.
Well, we got the ball to start with, and it kind of played out the way you wanted to at this time of the year. We scored on our first possession, kick off, and give them – they got a couple first downs. We get a turnover, go down and score. We're up 2 scores, and it just kind of progressed through the evening that way defensively. We really got a great performance on the defense side of the football after their first couple of first downs. They ended up with less than 100 yards of offense. A lot of it came late in the game as well. So, you know, we only gave up 22 yards rushing on 31 attempts. So when that happens, you're going to be pretty successful playing football, at least for that night. So I thought defensively played really well, and then offensively we just, you know, got to the right spots, took advantage of some things, and were able to make the plays that we needed to make.
Yeah, you guys have complemented each other really well this season. You know, your defense, you played in a lot of low scoring games early in the year. Your defense seems to be pretty stout. Later in the year, seems like your offense is starting to come around. You know, what can you credit some of that offensive turnaround to?
Well, a lot of it, you know, we've talked about this before, that when you start with a new program and new schemes and new personnel, it's just really difficult. There's a big learning curve. Those guys are coming in, they're seeing, you know, full speed contact for the first time in week one, really. We can't give them a look in practice that's going to emulate what they're going to see on a Friday night. So it's really difficult for those guys to make adjustments, understand the angles, really even know where to go early in the season. So there's a lot of miscues. You know, early in the year, we really had a lot of problems with penalties, and we've cleaned a lot of that up. We've been very good with penalties as of late. And, you know, when you put all those things together, where you stop making the mistakes that beat yourself, when you are understanding where to go and you're also able to make adjustments based on what they're doing because you're confident where you're going, that allows you to be a little better on the offensive side. And then our defense has given us great field position, and they are, you know, they're giving us a lot of opportunities. So even if we're not moving the football, our defense has been doing a good job of getting off the field and giving us a chance to stay in the game, and then to kind of get things ironed out on the offensive side, and really giving us a chance to, you know, to get those things ironed out and make plays and put points on the board, and then try to keep the defense off the field as well. So it's, you're right, it's been a very good compliment as of late. We've been nice drives, putting points up, and then getting off the field quick on defense.
Coach, you guys, that moves you to 6-3 on the year. Next week, you know, you guys are seated fourth in your district. Carrollton seated fifth. You go back to week one, you know, that means you're going to go to Carrollton. Carrollton came out with a very wet and sloppy, I believe, 14-6 win, a game that was marred by some turnovers, came down to some defensive stops in fourth quarter and some late scores by the Trojans. You know, are these two teams the same as they were at the start of the year? Carrollton went through a meat grinder MRVC East schedule and seemed to have come out healthy on the other end. What do you expect next week?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting matchup. We are a much better football team than we were in week one. Just because of the things you talked about, we understand where we're supposed to go a lot better than we did then. We're playing better on defense than we were at the time. Even though defensively I thought we played pretty well in that game. And so, yeah, I think we're a much better football team. I can't really speak about Carrollton. I have not seen them since week one. Other than, you know, they are on a skid here, but they play such a difficult schedule. Their conference schedule has been really rough. I've played those guys over there. I know they're good football teams. And so they've come out of that, and even though they have maybe not been winning the football games, they are certainly going to be tested, and they're going to be, to me, I think they're probably going to be a much better football team than what we saw in week one as well. So I think it's an interesting matchup. Having some familiarity with each other will make it interesting going into the game, and if I was interested in District 5 Class 1 football, this is the only game I would go watch, because I think when you look at up and down the four games in our district, this is the one game that should be a really good football game.
I agree. I think it's going to be a really competitive game next week over at Stankey Field here in Carrollton. Coach Thompson, as always, thanks for calling. It was good talking with you, and we'll catch up with you next week after your game.
Okay, look forward to seeing you.
All right, that was Mike Thompson, the Fayette Falcons. Fayette, you know, that defense, each week, you know, they bring it defensively.